This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Patrick Creighton of the American Energy Alliance. We want to get his reaction to several members of Congress suggesting that the explosion of the oil rig, which has led to a major oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico, means that we should not be pursuing expanded offshore drilling. The White House has said that no expanded drilling will take place until a full investigation has taken place into this disaster. And Patrick, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me on today.
Obviously, no one wants to see the type of disaster that we saw on the platform, on the rig, which probably lost 11 lives. They're still unaccounted for. Many others injured, of course. What do you make, though, of lawmakers like Bill Nelson of Florida, Bob Menendez of New Jersey, saying that this is proof that expanded drilling is not the best energy policy to pursue?
Well, Greg, the senators that you mentioned, their record speaks for themselves. Senators Nelson and Menendez and Lautenberg, they were opponents of offshore drilling before this tragic accident took place, and it was a tragic accident, and it was exactly what it was. So I don't think that if this tragic accident didn't occur, those senators would still be opposed to offshore drilling. You know, they may be doing a bit of a political grandstanding here, and you know, that's just the nature of politics. But it is, you know, not to discount what happened in the Gulf. This is a tragic accident that warrants a full investigation by the U.S. Coast Guard on the Minerals Management Service, and that's what's going to happen. This shouldn't happen, and the reason that it did happen will be found out, and hopefully, you know, the chances of that occurring again in the future will be minimized, if not eliminated.
Pat, I remember talking to you shortly after the president announced that he would allow expanded offshore exploration, and you said it's not reason for much celebration, because if you take a close look at the policy, in the end, he's actually restricting the amount of area available for exploration. So if he puts an indefinite hold on this program, what's the impact?
Well, Greg, Speaker Pelosi held a press conference yesterday, and she brought this topic up. And I'm going to quote from her for a second. Speaker Pelosi said yesterday, in reference to the president's offshore energy plan, she said, "I don't believe the president's plan expanded it, but mind you, there was a moratorium. So what the president was talking about was actually narrowing the drilling, lifting the moratorium, said, olly, olly, income free. Any place that you want to drill 3 miles offshore, you can drill." Well, what she's saying is that the president indeed did restrict the areas for offshore drilling when he made his announcement a few weeks ago. So the comment made this morning by David Axelrod, I believe that was regarding new areas. I don't believe the White House or this government has stopped offshore energy production. I don't know if that happened. I don't know if they're going to go that far. But you have to remember, Greg, that this is, again, a tragic accident. The safety record up until last week was very good. We didn't read about a blowout like this for 30 years. And that's not to discount this tragic accident at all. But you have to remember, you can't judge an entire industry by one accident. And we'll get to the bottom of it and find out what happened.
We're talking with Patrick Creighton of the American Energy Alliance. And, Pat, in terms of the track record, I'm getting lots of emails in my inbox from organizations that probably aren't big fans of offshore exploration, talking about what a horrendous track record BP and some of these other energy companies have. You said this is really an anomaly. What can you tell us in terms of more specificity?
Well, I can't speak for an individual company or the offshore oil industry, but what I can tell you is that I pick up the newspaper every day just like most Americans. I read the news and watch the news. You don't see stuff like this every day. It's a testament to the technology and innovation of the folks that work in this industry to enable a safe environment. So, you know, I can't say much more than that, Greg, but you know, if it wasn't as safe as it is, we'd be reading about this stuff much more often. The last blowout, I believe, was back in Santa Barbara in 69. That's almost 40 years ago. And I'm not saying that one in 40 years is acceptable, because it's not. We need to find out what happened here and prevent it from happening again.
What do you sense this might do to the debate over the current energy debate in Congress, the cap-and-trade bill? Obviously passed the House last year. A lot of senators, especially on the Democratic side, looking to push that in the next few weeks here. Does this impact it much at all?
Well, like I said at the top of the interview, Greg, those that oppose offshore drilling have a long track record of opposing offshore drilling, and proponents of it, I believe, will not use this one isolated tragic accident as a reason to change their position. That may happen. But overall, I think it may be a little too early to say how this is all going to play out politically. We'll just have to wait on the sidelines and watch. But the president said this morning again that offshore energy exploration is part of the energy mix in this country. It will continue to be, and it should be. We rely on oil for the vast majority, upwards of 97% of our transportation fuels. That powers our economy, and we need to produce more here at home so we don't import it from abroad.
Patrick, we'll keep watching as well. Thanks very much for your time today.
Yeah, Greg, take care.
Patrick Creighton of the American Energy Alliance. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.